NICE updates. Statins could be a choice for more people to reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke. According to new NICE guidance, new evidence on the safety of statins means more people could benefit from them. Draft updated guidance, January 2023, recommends that the risk threshold at which statins should be offered to prevent cardiovascular events, CVD, such as heart disease and strokes, remains unchanged, but they can also now be considered for people at a lower threshold. Until now, people with a 10% or higher risk over 10 years of CVD should be offered a statin, but this is now set to change after the NICE considered new evidence on the side effects and safety of statins, so more people could be given them. Although statins can sometimes cause side effects such as muscle pains, the best evidence shows that most people don't get muscle pains with statins, and many more people will get muscle pains whether they take statins or not than will have muscle pain caused by statins. The draft guideline recommends that 1. Statins can now be considered as part of shared decision making for people who haven't had a CVD event with a 10-year CVD risk score of less than 10%. 2. Doctors should consider atorvastatin 20 mg for the primary prevention of CVD for people at this level of risk, where the person is happy to take a statin or the person's risk of a cardiovascular event may be underestimated. And 3. Risk factors which can be addressed should be managed, including stopping smoking, reducing alcohol consumption, taking exercise and eating a healthy diet. As we know, people with diabetes are at greater risk of CVD. High cholesterol is also a significant risk factor for CVD, and in England, it leads to over 7% of all deaths and affects up to 60% of adults. However, people can be at risk from CVD from factors they cannot change, such as age, sex, ethnicity, and family history.
NICE also say that taking statins is a choice. Paul Crisp, director of the Centre for Guidance at NICE, said, "We are not advocating that statins are used alone. The draft guideline continues to say that it is only if lifestyle changes on their own are not sufficient and that other risk factors, such as hypertension, are also managed, that people who are still at risk can be offered the opportunity to use a statin if they want to. They don't have to, and their decision should be informed by an understanding of the risks and tailored to their values and priorities."
New treatment for diabetic macular edema recommended by NICE. An estimated 22,000 people in the UK could benefit in the first year after a new treatment option for diabetic macular edema, DMO, was recommended by NICE in July 2022. Diabetic macular edema is a condition affecting the retina, where blood vessels supplying nutrients and oxygen become damaged and leaky due to the high levels of glucose in the bloodstream in some people with diabetes. Brolucizumab, also known as Beovu, is being recommended in final draft guidance as an option for treating visual impairment due to DMO in adults, the main cause of sight loss for people with diabetes in the UK. Beovu is administered as an eye injection once every 6 weeks for the first 5 doses. After that point, clinicians decide how often the treatment should be given, depending on how the disease is responding. The approval process was completed using the NICE Fast Track Cost Comparison Appraisal process, taking half the time of an average appraisal. A fast-track appraisal can be used when a cost comparison shows the new treatment is likely to provide similar or greater health benefits at similar or lower cost than treatments already recommended. Diabetic macular edema is usually treated first with NICE-recommended aflibercept or ranibizumab, which are anti-VEGF injections to reduce swelling. Beovu is another anti-VEGF injection which works in a similar way, and evidence shows it as effective as aflibercept. The NICE committee found that Beovu is likely to be cost-saving or have similar costs compared with aflibercept and ranibizumab. NHS England has agreed a commercial arrangement through a simple discount patient access scheme to make Beovu available to the NHS with a confidential discount.
NICE, Diabetes in Pregnancy Updated Quality Standard, QS 109, January 2023. This quality standard was updated and statements prioritised in 2016 were replaced. It is for women planning or already pregnant and those who have pre-existing diabetes and those who develop it during pregnancy. In addition, it is included in the 2016 quality standard that has been updated.